Israel's bombing of Hezbollah targets in Lebanon yesterday, killing almost 500 people, of whom 58 were women and 35 were children, according to Lebanon's health ministry, is the main focus of three front pages. The Irish Independent says the air attacks have pushed an already simmering region to the brink of full-scale war. The Irish Examiner highlights the call by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres for leaders to step back from the brink amid the escalation. The Irish Times notes that Lebanese people are flooding social media with appeals for help and shelter. The letter which the President, Michael D. Higgins, sent to his Iranian counterpart earlier this year continues to get much coverage. We might call it Lettergate. Mr. Higgins, in New York for the UN General Assembly, was reported yesterday as having said that his formal letter to the newly elected Iranian head of state had been leaked by the Israeli embassy in Dublin, an allegation the embassy described as baseless. Yesterday, President Higgins said he had not used the word leaked, but circulated. In The Independent, Senan Maloney says it looks as if it wasn't the Israelis who first put the letter into the public domain. In The Times, Jack Horgan-Jones reports, likewise, that the evidence points to Iran as the publishing source. And he says there is frustration within the government at the president's judgment at a time when Ireland is trying to bring maximum pressure to bear for a ceasefire in Gaza and another front to the war appears to be opening in Lebanon. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, who is also in New York, is widely reported as saying he would not discuss the president's letter. He said he had just come from a meeting where the Palestinian Prime Minister had broken down in tears about children in his own country being killed by Israel and that at least 21 children had been killed by Israel in Lebanon yesterday. You'll excuse me for not getting overly exercised about the issue of a letter that's 2 months old, he said, quoted in The Examiner and other papers. On another page of The Examiner, the Taoiseach is quoted as defending his role while Minister for Health in approving the new National Children's Hospital, whose cost has overrun by 1.6 billion euro and whose opening has been further delayed. The young Irishman who was killed while fighting for Ukraine, Robert Deegan from Newbridge, County Kildare, is given much coverage again. A former member of the Irish Army Ranger Wing, he had been awarded a medal for bravery for his role in a battle against the Russians, the Times reports. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror highlight the statement issued by his family, in which they said Robert should be remembered as a hero who died protecting his comrades in battle while fighting for a principled cause. The hunt for a hijacker who stole a car with an infant in the back seat in Dublin at lunchtime yesterday is the main story for the Mirror, the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Sun. The Times follows up on its lead story of yesterday with a report that an airline company alleged to have illegally transported Israeli-bound military equipment through Irish airspace has started routing its aircraft around Ireland since news of the flights broke. The Examiner has a remarkable picture from the Bird Photographer of the Year Awards. Patricia Seaton Homonilo's photograph shows what must be many thousands of birds arranged in concentric circles. They are among the 1.3 billion who die each year in North America as a result of collisions with windows. In other animal news, a Chinese zoo has admitted that the pandas in its exhibits were in fact painted dogs. The Independent says that according to the New York Post, visitors at the Shan Wei Zoo realised they were being bamboozled when the so-called pandas began panting and barking.